question, which this is on the table. The question we want to say: so why is it? Right, according to one side, it's that you're defining it as a beged shel tzitzis through this objectified, qualitative phenomenon of a bet tzitzis shel aldaa kanfas. Now, why is that the method? I mean, it's true the Torah wants to set a method, an objective method. It's not through taking each of this particular garment's corners, but it's through the quality of tzitzis aldaa kanfas. So why is that the method? So we said two possibilities. One way is we said because that since a normal baguette has four corners, that's a normal baguette. A normal baguette has dal kanfas. So therefore, what the Torah did is it said, how do you define any baguette based upon the universal baguette, namely through tzitzis al dal kanfas. Now, since the normal baguette has four corners, and those are the extremes of the baguette, and that's the way you would define that baguette, so the Torah said we don't look at the particular baguette, but that is the universal method of defining all begadim through tzitzis al dal kanfas. So you don't look at this baguette, how many corners does it have, because the Torah abstracted an objectified form of the thing, which is tzitzis al dal kanfas. And also, once that's an objectified quality of defining it, then you can't say three is nothing, because three isn't tzitzis al dal kanfas. Three is nothing. Okay? That was one way to explain it. So that was one way to explain why it is that they chose four that's the objective method. Because a normal baguette is not al kanfas, so therefore that's the objectified method which was chosen. Right? The other way we said is maybe you say it differently. That the reason why dal kanfas was chosen, that's the objective method, is because like we said, like there's like the dal ruchos olam. Like, I don't know, the idea of like you're defining the baguette means that on each of the directions of the baguette, like all around the person, there's tzitzis. You know what I mean? So in other words, the four corners reflects the entirety, reflects everything, every way you turn. So therefore, the way in which the Chazal, the Torah set up, you define a beged as a beged shel tzitzis, is by putting tzitzis on dal kanfas. Okay, dal kanfas is a unit which reflects everything. Okay, so if that's the method, again, that's a quality which will be the same, whether it's five corners, six corners, always dal kanfas. And also, if you only have one or two or three, that doesn't reflect that quality. It reflects nothing. So therefore, it's makvasusu. And it's not going to be dochek klein. Okay, so those are the two things we said yesterday. Okay, and that explained the first nafka mina and the second nafka mina. We didn't do the third, we're about to do the third one. Okay, any questions on that? Well, so now we have a third nafka mina. Third nafka mina. Third nafka mina. So the third nafka mina says like this. It says, Ravina Amar, the Rav Huna ikabinayo. Rav Huna's, the halacha of Rav Huna is the nafka mina. What's the halacha of Rav Huna, the famous Rav Huna? Amar Rav Huna, Hayotze betalas she'ena mitzuyetzes kehilchasa b'Shabbos, chayachatos. If a person goes out on Shabbos with a talis, which is not mitzuyetzes kehilchasa, in other words, apparently you have strings on it, but they're not done properly. Okay? They're not kehilchasa. So you're going to be chayachatos. So why are you chayachatos? Why are you chayachatos? What does it mean? What's the deal? Carrying what? Carrying the strings, right? Because the garment you're not carrying, the garment you're wearing. But the thing is, if you just have strings, random strings, which aren't part of the bag, they're not functioning for protection, they're just random strings, which if I just take my shirt and I just wrap a string around it, so I'm carrying it. That's not a part of the baguette. But if they're tzitzis, the chafetza shel mitzvah tzitzis, so then it's not carrying, because then it's part of the baguette. Part of, so to speak, the halachic baguette. Right? They become a part of the baguette halachically. Okay? So if it's mitzvah tzitzis, if it's kelchasa, but if it's shalo kelchasa, so then it's basically is just random strings. Then it's basically like I just have random strings tied onto my baguette. So if random strings tied onto my baguette, then I'm just carrying them. So it's going to be otsa. So if I do it, so if I go out with this baguette, I'm chay v'chatas. That's Rav Huna's halach. Right? I mean, it's interesting, but that's Rav Huna's halach. Okay? That's the question, basically, of why it's an issue, or it could be an issue, of wearing tzitzis on Shabbos. Right? Nowadays, I'll say, because it's a question whether our begadim are really the shir which is chayv and tzitzis. So if it's not the shir which is chayv and tzitzis, so then, by putting tzitzis on it, it's not tzitzis. I mean, it's just, there's nothing to do with tzitzis. You can't just you put tzitzis on a scarf, for instance. That it's not it doesn't have it's not a cheftashel tzitzis. It's just a random, you know. Yeah, so if you
have a question about the baguette itself in the first place,
like yeah, it's a question of whether it's the right size.
Like you just want to be wearing a baguette, though.
I mean, oh no, not the baguette. No, you're allowed to wear a scarf. See, that's what I used to think. But a scarf
not necessary because like we just wear a baguette so that we can be refined in the mitzvah. Oh, man, we're there.
Well, that's true. But I mean, it is a baguette.
Shabbos, can you wear like an unnecessary baguette?
I think so because it's a baguette. I mean, it is a baguette. I mean,
like if it's
it is functioning as a baguette. I mean,
you don't have to.
What?
If you're in the middle of summer, you put on a ski hat, even though you don't have to. It's still.
I think. Yeah, I don't think you. That's a baguette. So it's a baguette.
Crazy. You're just saying according to those, you're showing the whole top 5 inches.
Yeah, but if it's the shear, which if you'd say that it's not big enough,
I don't wear winter clothes,
right? That the shear of tzitzis is, let's say, whatever, which maybe we'll get to at some point. But let's say you say our talis katan is too small to be chayv in tzitzis. So now basically, I just have a random baguette which has a which I'm allowed to wear a baguette. I can wear a scarf. It's a tiny baguette. I can wear whatever size baguette I want. But now I have strings which are attached to it. They're not tzitzis. They're just strings. So now I'm basically doing chutzah on those strings. Right? So therefore, it's a question. That's why maybe depending where you're going, depending how big your baguette is, it may be a good idea not to wear tzitzis, especially if you're going in Rosh Hashanah.
Is that how we pop?
I think I don't know how we pop, but yeah, I mean, it could be Sofi D'oraisa. It could be Sofi D'oraisa. Yeah. I mean, if you walk in Rosh Hashanah, it could really be Sofi D'oraisa. If you go across, let's say, 878 or something like that with tzitzis,
right.
So unless you have a huge garment.
Or if you just don't stop.
Do you have one? Moshe? Oh, yeah. You got a big one?
It's huge.
Yeah, so 40. That's 40. Size 40?
Wow. I don't know exactly what that means, but yeah. I thought it was interesting.
Maybe you got to show it to me sometime. Yeah, mine's 24 20. And it's pretty big.
Yeah, mine,
also. Okay, so you'll show it. But basically, unless it's, and that's good according to all sheets, I guess. Okay, so if you have that, then fine. But assuming you don't, so then, I mean, I guess you have to figure out the exact chair. But if it's questionable, I mean, that's a big problem. It's a question. I mean, usually most people don't have tzitzis, which are good according to everybody, that, right? And that could be something.
Is this the
Who knows halacha? So who knows halacha is if you wear it, you have to be careful. And this is la halacha. This is also, if for instance, if your tzitzis rip or something on Shabbos, besides for a bit la say question, because you're not wearing tzitzis properly, but you have another question of hotzah, right? You're carrying it's hotzah. Right, that's a Hunas halacha. So the question is, so what does this have anything to do with our case? Right? So the Gemara is saying, Rav Huna Ika Benayu, that a difference between whether you hold, what's it called it or not, whether you hold four mitzvah or one mitzvah is Rav Huna. So I don't know if you have a sensitivity to the Lashon or not, but normally that would mean one of the shitas holds by Rav Huna and one of the shitas doesn't hold by Rav Huna. I mean, I think just so it's Rav Huna Ika Benayu, without explaining. You know, normally that would just mean so whether you hold by Rav Huna or not. Well, that's how Rashi, you'll see, is going to make a point that that's not what it means. Okay, it doesn't mean that. You'll see that Shita Mitzvah is going to say that. That's why I'm pointing it out. But it's because that's the normal thing. Because otherwise, it would explain within Rav Huna. It doesn't explain. It says Rav Huna's halacha is the difference between them. So it was simple way of learning is whether or not you hold by Rav Huna's halacha. But that's what Rashi right away says. V'kula alma is lehud Rav Huna. Everyone holds by Rav Huna. Everyone holds that if you have a tal shem yes kelchus and you carry it, you wear it. It's mihu hitel l'shalosh v'lo l'dalid v'lo arba l'tanakama mitzvah shel kelchus v'chayv chatos. But the havi l'tzitzis masoi. That if let's say you have tzitzis only on three corners, so you have tzitzis on three corners, and then you go out on Shabbos wearing this thing. So if you say it's one mitzvah, okay. You say it's one mitzvah, namely that you're defining the beged through this qualitative thing of dalei kanfos. So now, if you only have it on three corners, that's nothing. It's a zep, because you don't have that entity. It's a qualitative entity. So therefore, it's going to be a masoi. It's basically strings. It's not tzitzis. It's just strings. But, ula Rabbi Yishmael, havya mitzvah tzgelchasa, tegimu mitzvah smidika. Ve'eno, right? Ve'eno pasul. So, but if you hold that it's really Arba Mitzvos, which means that you're defining it through its corners, according to our Sparah, you're defining it through its corners, and therefore you're telling me each one of the corners is an entity of Tzitzis, you're Mechliyav to do it on all of them, but there, each one is an element, right, is an element in the Mitzvah, so then you're not going to say just random strings, because even three of them, they are an entity of Tzitzis, right? Like we said, for instance, it's Docha Eser Palayim. So you see, they do have a shamed tzitzis. So then, it's not going to be otzah, because otzah is if you just have random strings, but these have a shem tzitzis, although it's not, there's no kiyum mitzvah, so the beged isn't fully defined yet, because you haven't done it to its fullest, but they are an entity of mitzvah. Right? Aye, so then, so what is Rahuna talking about then? What's Rahuna talking about? So he says, that's no problem. The Rahuna, so you bepsal. Gimel there, what does it say? The Lekka, Shalosh Mitzvahs. Ravuna is talking about where you, whatever, you do it, you make the tzitzis possible, you tie them wrong or whatever. You put on tzitzis in a wrong type of a fashion. So that's what Ravuna's case is. Not where there's not even three mitzvahs. Not, Ravuna's case is not where you only have three as opposed to four. You may have four, but you put them on wrong. You put them on wrong, so then definitely it's possible. So then it would be possible, then it's just random strings. But if you have one on properly, or two on, or three on, then it's then that's a halacha, it's an entity of tzitzis, and therefore it's not going to be a masoi, it's not going to be a tzah. Okay? So I think that I don't see why you have to say anything more than we've already said for that nafkamina. I mean, if you want to say something more, someone thinks it's something different, but I think it's very analogous to the question of kalayim. Because it's like both here, by kalayim and here, what it depends upon is the three. Does it have a shame tzitzis? If it has a shame tzitzis, then it's going to be doche kalayim, because I say doche los, I say, and it's not going to be a masoi, because on Shabbos, it's a part of the beged, it has a shame tzitzis. And if it doesn't have a shame tzitzis, then it's not going to be doche kalayim, and then it's just going to be random string, so it's going to be a masoi. So it seems to me those two are very much related, as opposed to the middle one, is a completely different question. The question of a five-corner beged is a different, a different issue. But I don't think we have to say anything new for this one, unless someone has something else to say. Good point. I mean, just because you say one doesn't mean you know the other, by tzitzis and by kalayim and by Shabbos. I mean, there are different points. I mean, it's the same. Insofar as the machlokas, I don't think it makes a difference, because the machlokas is still the same. But I think it's a chiddush that, for instance, is a chiddush with regard to the kalayim issue, that even though you don't have the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis, because you didn't do the labor kanfas ksuscha, but still, since they have a shame tzitzis, therefore, it will function to be docha lasai. It will be docha lasai say of a kalayim. That's a chiddush. You may argue no. You may say no matter what, you're going to say it's not docha. And by Shabbos, you could also make that argument. You could say that even though it's true, it's a shame tzitzis or whatever. But since it doesn't have a function of actually defining the bagad, so maybe it would be otzah. I mean, you could argue. I mean, it's true. I mean, you can make chilukim, but I guess that's what the Gemara is telling you. Don't make those chilukim. It's saying, the simple way to go is not to make those chilukim, but the Gemara is showing you that this is another nafkamina. You know? But still, I don't know if you have to say they argue, you know. But you're right. It's a different. It's another application of the idea. I mean, the application involves an idea about tzitzis and involves an idea about dechia, involves an idea about otzah. That's true. Okay, so now what we'll do is we go on to Shidduch Ratzos. Okay, and the Shidduch Ratzos is more difficult, I think. Okay, and it's Os Dalet here. Okay, and he basically learns, yes, question. Os Dalet, Benayu. Okay, so he basically relearns two of the three Nafkaminas. Okay, he learns them differently. One of them a little different, the other one completely different. Okay? So Simenacher, okay, that's a Samachal of Simenacher, Svarmacher. So Lamanda Amar Mitzvah Achas. So I guess he had a different Gersa on Rashi. I don't think it's just his own thing. Svarmacher is another Gersa on Rashi, I believe. So it says Lamanda Amar Mitzvah Achas Iifzika Chada. If one of the strings breaks, Hanach Havalu Kalayim. The other ones are kalayim. So we hold it's one mitzvah, and then you have four strings, and one breaks, then whatever is left is kalayim, because it's not the mitzvah anymore. So l'man d'amar dalad mitzvahs lo. But if you hold that there are four mitzvahs, then it wouldn't be kalayim. So if you have four strings, and one breaks, and then you're still left with three, so it's not kalayim. Okay? So what's significant in this?
Why is it break?
Yeah, I mean, it seems, I mean, it does seem that he's setting up the case that it sounds this way, that it's only if you have four originally and then one breaks. So now the question is if the three which are left are still going to be docha. The three left are still going to be a shame mitzvah and are still going to be docha. But the implication is that if l'chachila you set up, you just did three strings, it would seem that everyone would hold that wouldn't be docha. I mean, it sounds like that. Otherwise, because why are you making such a funny case? Why are you making a case of, you know, a case of where one rips? Just pick a normal case. You only do it on three. Unless you say, why would a guy do it on three? I mean, you say practically. I mean, what kind of guy's putting this on three corners? So maybe he'll say, what?
They only have enough strings for three. I mean, it's not a problem.
I guess. I just want to, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, you're right. I mean, well, that's possible. Let's just say, so if you say that, then you have to explain what kind of sense does that make. If you tell me three of them are a mitzvah, but fnei atzmo, what's the difference if you started with four and now one breaks, or if you just do three l'chachila? And why should that make a difference? Right?
Yeah.
That's the question. I mean, why should that make a difference? Who cares? According to our sfar, I mean, it doesn't seem like it should make a difference. I mean, tell me three is three quarters of the way. Each one is defining one of the corners. So why should it only work if you had four originally and now one rips? I mean, bottom line is you have the exact same thing. Right? I mean, that's difficult. Right? Yeah. So that's one thing which is... that's one thing which is different about the Shinui process, okay? But let's go further, okay? Let's go further. Because, again, I mean, I would think, like in before, is there's one, he's learning the machlokas, he's going to learn the machlokas differently, you'll see. I mean, he's going to learn the machlokas differently. So that's the case, and we take, as we said before, these are just three different nafkaminas, they're not arguing. So each nafkamina is going to give us new insight into how he's learning the machlokas. So maybe it would be good to have all his nafkaminas in hand, so we could try to see how he's understanding the machlokas. I mean, so let's leave that question, okay, and we'll go further. Right? Does everyone understand? Does everyone understand the question? It's gone.
No, it's not.
No. Fine.
It's like the cord is.
Yeah, it's loose.
Oh, that's not good. So wait. How do we know where? Hello.
Yeah, no,
we're fine. So we're going through Shinui Matzah. So just to summarize, the first nafkamina, the first difference is he holds. Seems like he learns the first case of the machlokas about by Kalayim is if you originally had four corners and now one falls off. So is it still a docha kalayim? Is docha kalayim or not? But it seems if you just did three mitchilaso, it wouldn't definitely wouldn't be docha. The question is, what's the difference if you start with three or if you have start with four? Now you have three. Why should that be a difference? Then the next nafkamina he learns differently is the case of Huna, which he holds that if you hold there are four mitzvos, that this is four separate mitzvos, and they're not makiv one another, then you're not going to hold by Rav Huna's halacha. Then you're not going to hold by Rav Huna's halacha. Namely, Rav Huna's halacha is that if you go with a talis, which is not with yeses properly, it's hotzah. So seemingly, what does that mean? That if you hold there four mitzvos, then you go out with a tzitzis, which isn't tied properly, then it's not going to be hotzah, and you're not going to be chayv achatos. But if you hold it's one mitzvah, and they're ma'akev one another, then, if you go out with the talis, which isn't tied properly, then you can be chayv achatos. I mean, well, what does one have anything to do with the other? I mean, that's the problem. That's why Rashi specifically says it's not a universal question whether you hold by Rav Huna. Everyone holds by Rav Huna. The only question is, does Rav Huna apply when you have a three corners of the tzitzis? That makes sense. But that's relevant to us. But if you tell me that the very machlok is whether you hold by Rav Huna's halacha of whether you chayv achatos, I mean, of course, in fact, Rav Huna's halacha seems like a davar pashut. Of course, you should be chayv achatos. If it's not a mitzvah kehalacha, so it's not tzitzis. So you didn't do it properly. So now it's a random string. So of course it's hotzah. So how could you even argue on that? And how is the argument that dependent upon whether you hold tzitzis is four mitzvahs or one mitzvah? I mean, you could tie it to anything. It just doesn't sound there's any connection whatsoever. Right? That's a major problem. Well, you just don't know what Shimon is talking about. It sounds like he's pulling rabbits out of that. Right?
Yeah.
That's the big problem. So, I mean, I think that's a more pressing problem, you know. I mean, the problem about the other problem is less of a, you know. I mean, somehow you could see an answer to the other one, you know. It has to start with four and then go down to three. I don't know, you make up a thing, you know. But I think that if we're going with the fact that these are all three nafkaminas to one machlokas, I think that we, you know, besides just defining more precisely the question, three to four and all that, this is basically is going to, He's showing you basically one thing, is that this question of four mitzvahs of one mitzvah is something more universal than just four mitzvahs of one mitzvah. Somehow going to affect whether it's going to be hotza'a on Shabbos or where a begging should mitzvah like a helchus. I mean, it's,
yeah.
Right? I mean, so now it kind of forces you to think a little bit more broadly. You know what I mean? Right. Okay, so let's think about that. Yeah, let me ask. Okay, so let's just start with a question. Let's say you don't hold Berabuna, right? You say you don't hold Berabuna. If you hold 4 minutes, you don't hold Berabuna. So it means you go to the Tzitzis and the Shulchan, so it's not Otsa. So, I mean, what's the extent? I mean, let's say I have a four-cornered baguette, and I just to put strings and I wrap it around my waist, you know, or whatever. I put it in the middle of the baguette. I mean, like, what's the Mitzvah Shulchan Otsa? I mean, is there a limit? Does it have to sort of be close to Tzitzis? Let's say I just put the string through the hole. I don't make any knot. Is that Mitzvah Shulchan? I mean, can't imagine if you just have a string attached to a four-cornered garment, that's not going to be a masoi. I mean, it has nothing to do with... I mean, it would seem somehow Mitzvah Shulchan Hilchasa is like some sort of a funny thing, but it sounds like it's close to Tzitzis.
It has to have a limit.
Yeah, it has to have a limit. It sounds like there's some sort of a reality of, like, so to speak, Tzitzis Psula. Tzitzis Shulchan Hilchasa. Where it's like, which is a funny thing. It is a funny thing, you know? But he's saying, because I can't imagine he's going to say that there's no way to have Otsah on a four-cornered garment. I mean, you can't attach it.
So, you can't put your keys on the corner.
Yeah, you can't put your keys on the corner and say, oh, it's the Shulchan Otsah. Right, that it can't be. So then, but then what is it? So what's he, like, what kind of middle ground is it? If it's not Tzitzis and it's Pasul, then it's Pasul. And if it's, you know, and it's Kasher, it's Kasher. So where's the room? How could you, you know? How could you differentiate between keys on the corner of my baguette and Tzitzis Psulos on the corner of my baguette, you know? And it's hard to know. I'm not asking for the exact case. I mean, I don't know. It's you have to know what case exactly he's talking about. But it is a funny kind of a phenomenon, you know?
I mean, then we have the